Phoneboy Speaks, episode 736, T-Mobile, T-Mobile, T-Mobile. T-Mobile has been all over the telecom news lately, and some of you follow it and some of you don't. I'm one of those kind of tech douchebags. I mean, heck, my name is Phoneboy after all. So T-Mobile is, probably the thing that got the most press was their Un-carrier 8.0 announcement, where they're basically are offering rollover data packages. So if you have a certain allotment of high-speed data and you don't use it all in a month, you'll be able to, you'll be able to bank it for up to a year and use it again. If you go over your high-speed data allotment in the next month or something. So it's a clever idea, and again, it's something that AT&T pioneered with, back with voice minutes back in like 2004 or something. So, and in fact, AT&T still owns the name for that, for that term. And so, of course, that's why T-Mobile is calling it Data Stash, which, all right. I think it's a cool name. It seems hipper, I guess. So that's great, but they've also done a bunch of other things that are, maybe not as newsworthy for most people, but I think are also going to have a positive impact on the industry. Now, of course, talk a little bit about the rollover plan for a moment. Some analysts are basically saying, well, in the game of tit for tat that Verizon and AT&T have been playing with T-Mobile and even Sprint, they don't think that they're going to get that AT&T and Verizon are going to do anything, which that may be the case. I don't know. I mean, but they've been wrong before on those things. So who knows? I mean, I think, but one thing that will definitely have an impact on AT&T and Verizon that T-Mobile has done is they've gotten the FCC to agree to some guidelines for determining what carriers charge each other for data roaming on each other's networks. Right now, most of the data roaming probably goes to Verizon and AT&T, but they pretty much get to set the rates. And so what T-Mobile asked for was essentially clarification. What things can we use to determine whether a rate that's being charged is commercially reasonable? And of course, Verizon and AT&T balked and complained and said, this is beyond the FCC's authority, and the FCC said, well, yeah, it is within our authority. We're not changing the rules. We're simply clarifying what they are, and so hopefully that will give T-Mobile the stick that it needs to beat back the cost that has to pay AT&T mostly for data service, because at least some of what T-Mobile was putting out was pretty outrageous compared to to what a consumer pays for it. It's actually they charge T-Mobile more in some cases. At least that's what they say. I don't know the contracts, and I can only take what their word versus AT&T's or whatever. And I don't know, but anything that can lower the cost and therefore that makes T-Mobile's service better in the short term. That's great. But also too, T-Mobile, of course, wants to build out its own network. But that's in reality, that takes a lot of time. It takes it takes acquiring spectrum. And T-Mobile actually has a lot of spectrum. They've been on an acquisition spree of what they call low band spectrum, which can actually propagate farther. It goes through walls and that kind of stuff, so that improves their overall coverage. And so they're also taking existing spectrum that they already have and essentially repurposing it, or what they call refarming, so that rather than having 2G speeds, that everybody has LTE speeds. And so there's a lot of work that T-Mobile is doing to improve their network. They're even rolling out wideband LTE and stuff like that. So they think they'll be they'll be up to like 300 million covered customers. Or potential customers. Not they won't have 300 million customers, but they'll be able to potentially cover that many people with LTE by the end of next year, which is a pretty aggressive goal. And I think Verizon and AT&T probably already have those numbers, maybe even a little higher. So, but if you think about it, T-Mobile had like no LTE spectrum 2 years ago, or they weren't using LTE. Now they've gone gangbusters. And so they're closing the gap in terms of coverage on Verizon and AT&T. It's going to take a little while longer, I think they're doing a great job, and John Ledger is always fun to watch on Twitter, and I know it's a shtick to an extent, right? But he's doing stuff that's improving the overall industry, and even though I'm on AT&T, which is not my choice, it's what the company has, I like that my experience on AT&T is improving because of stuff he's doing. So I guess he's improving the industry, which is what he said his goal was. Even if it's not just not just T-Mobile, because it's an industry he hates, is what he says, and I think he's tapping into that hatred that everybody has for the industry, and it's being very he's a very clever man. I got to give him that. T-Mobile in the news. There's some they'll have some links in the show notes to all of these articles all of these things I mentioned, and T-Mobile, and specifically the U.S. version of T-Mobile, which is not to be confused with Deutsche Telekom or T-Mobile in Germany, et cetera, et cetera. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.